Butler, Larry Perkins, Kenny Baker, Uncle Josh Graves. Ladies and gentlemen, bring them out here. Let them know what you think about them.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure for us to get to come out here and work for you today. It's been a long time since I've been in this part of the country, and I hope we do something out here that maybe you'll enjoy. Now, Curly will be along just a little bit later, but we're going to carry on for just a little while here. You done met most of these boys, but I'll introduce them right quick to you so you'll know when you see them out there with our records who they are. One down there picking the five-string banjo. He's been around these parts for a long time. That's Larry Perkins. Make him welcome, if you would. And this boy on the mandolin here, he comes from over around Norwood, North Carolina. He was so ugly when he was born, the doctor slapped his mother.
Well, she's sitting out there, John.
Oh, I know she is. That's Mike Richardson. Make him welcome, please, if you would. Girls, I saved this to last. That shows you what they can grow around Jenkins, Kentucky, when they ain't even trying. Done more for the bluegrass fiddle, I guess, than anybody that I know of in this business. That's what you told me to tell them, wasn't it?
Right.
That's what I thought. Spent 22 years with old Bill Monroe. Y'all remember him? Look at me, I'm gray-headed, and he put Bill in the hospital. Was elected to the Hall of Fame in New York State a couple of years back, and down in Oklahoma with Bob Wills and all the greats down there. And last year, me and him was nominated for the Heritage Award in Washington, D.C. Sure did. He won it, and I hate him. He's not only my partner, he's my friend. That's Kenny Baker. Make him welcome, if you will.
Now, the man here in the black worked a long time with Will Malee and Stoney Cooper, and then went on to be one of the legendary Foggy Mountain Boys with Flatten Scruggs. And my friend, Uncle Josh Graves. Give him a big hand. Would you do that?
The pines in the hills of Carolina, and a blue-eyed girl is waiting there for me. I'll be going back someday from her, I'll never stray from the cabin in the hills of Carolina. or the cabin in the shadow of the pine. That blue-eyed girl way down in Caroline. Someday she'll be my wife, we'll live a happy life in a cabin in the hills of Caroline. Late at night and the moon is shining bright and the whippoorwill is calling on the hill, I'll tell her of my love with the moon and stars above. I love her now and I know I always will. For the cabin in the shadow of the pine, that blue-eyed girl way down in Caroline. Someday she'll be my wife, we'll live a happy life in a cabin in the hills of Caroline. I'm packing my grit for that long, long trip back to the hills of Caroline. Don't see that blue-eyed girl, she's the sweetest in the world, in a cabin in the hills of Caroline. Or the cabin in the shadow of the pine, that blue-eyed girl way down in Caroline. Someday she'll be my wife, we'll live a happy life in a cabin in the hills of Caroline. Cabin in the shadow of the pine, that blue-eyed girl way down in Caroline. Someday she'll be my wife, we'll live a happy life in a cabin in the hills of Caroline.
Cabin in Caroline. That brings back a lot of memories for the old Flatten's Drugs days. I'd like to do you one right now. It's a waltz that I wrote about 22 years ago, the night my little granddaughter was born. And they call it the granddaughter song on the circuit, but it's called Jennifer Waltz. Thank you. get a chance to run over too many things before we come out here, but I'm going to get Terry Eldridge to sing one for you. Is this the one that I think it is? Blue Ridge Cabin Home, is that it? That's the first tune that I ever recorded with Lester and Earl back in 1903. I'd like to tell you while they get in tune that we do have some records and albums and teaching tapes. I've got a dobro course over there that's, I'll guarantee you, if you buy that in 2 weeks, if you buy that dobro course, you can play one just exactly like Kenny. I might sell a few like that. And he's got, if you got any teaching tapes left, does he have videos? He's got the videos, so have I, and different tapes out there if you care. They're over here in this house. That's the coolest place I've found today, but if you want to go over there and look at them, we sure appreciate it. Oh, yeah, I've got the Dobro Summit. If I'm any good, we'll take 3 dozen. All right, boys, go to it.
There's a well-beat path on this old mountainside where I wandered when I was a man. And I wandered alone from the place I called home in those Blue Ridge Hills far away. Oh, I love those hills far beyond, from those Blue Ridge Hills I go. When I die, won't you bury me in the mountain, far away to my Blue Ridge Mountain home. My thoughts wander back to the ramshackle shack in those Blue Ridge Hills far away. My mother and father were laid there to rest. They're sleeping in peace together there. Oh, I love those hills far from those Blue Ridge Hills I know. When I die, won't you bury me in my mountain, far away to my Blue Ridge Mountain home. Return to the old cabin home with a sign I'm longing for days gone by. When I die, won't you bury me on that old mountainside, make my resting place upon the hill so high. Oh, I love those hills of old Virginia, from those Blue Ridge Hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me in the mountain, far away to my Blue Ridge Mountain home. From those Blue Ridge Hills I live on. When I die, won't you bury me in the mountain, far away to my Blue Ridge Mountain home.
Thank you so much. We'd like to ask Kenny if he'd do a couple good fiddle tunes for you right now. Would you like that? I never know what he's going to play, but I just turn him loose and let him go. Anything he plays is good, far as I'm concerned. Baker, go ahead and tell him what you're going to do.
How many numbers did you say I was going to do?
You can do two.
I can do two. I know two of them. I'll play both of them for you. I'll play you one here. My dad used to play this called Denver Bell. Thank you. here. I can't play fast today. I'm getting too old. Oh, my God, I was here when Noe came. I tell you what, I'm called Festival Waltz here.
That's mighty fine. We're going to get Larry Perkins right now to do you a tune that was written by her father, who aren't in Nashville, Earl Scruggs. This thing has been played more, I guess, at the Bluegrass Festival than any tune that I know of. And Earl didn't write many tunes, but after he wrote this one, he didn't have to write no more. It's called The Foggy Mountain Breakdown, if you're ready, Larry.
Thank you.
Kirk, thank you. Thank you so much. I'd like to bring a fella out here right now that I've been knowing for 45 years, I guess. Maybe longer, I'm not sure. But when I went to work with Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, he was there, and he was the only friend I had in that town when I went to Nashville. And he'd always take care of me. And I remember the first good guitar I ever had, he bought it for me. He said I never did pay, but one of the tenor singingest guys you'll ever see in this business, I'll tell you that. Would you make welcome Curly Seckler, if you would, please?
Josh, you said that I never did, you never did pay me.
No, that's what you said.
You didn't.
Well, I mean, what's money among friends, John, you know?
Oh, boy. It's really a pleasure and a great honor to be down this way. You know, this is just a wonderful place for a bluegrass festival. And with Norm Adams behind it and Mr. Tony Anderson, they're two fine people. And we honor them very highly when it comes to bluegrass music. And it's a real pleasure for me to come by. But look what I've got into this year.
You thought you was rid of me, didn't you?
Yeah. Pretty hard to get rid of. Right here is one of the oldies. I don't know no new ones. One entitled, What's the Matter With You, Darling? What's the matter with you, darling? Something's wrong with you, I know. What's the matter with you, darling? Of you, so much. Hope you enjoyed that one. Here's one of the older ones that I've been trying to sing for 40 years and recorded it no telling how many different times. And we had some neighbors a while ago who wondered if I had some albums along with me. I do have some albums. Not a whole lot of them, but a few. But here's that number, one entitled Moonlight on My Cabin. When it's a moonlight on my cabin, I'll be waiting.
and it's a moonlight on the pine trees up. For I know there is someone that should be waiting, and it's a moonlight on the pine trees up. The whippoorwill, they sing their lonesome song. There's the girl up in the mountains waiting for me, with her big brown eye and wavy long black hair.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. You know, there's just a number of people that I've met here since I come on the ground. Someone from Sandy Ridge, North Carolina, Cleo Lemons. Cleo, I don't know where you at, son, but I appreciate all them good hot dogs you helped me get back in the early 50s and the late 40s. Law, I guess we worked up there, the Foggy Mountain Boys, I guess, and the Nashville Grass. I worked there with Mac Wiseman years ago, the Sauceman Brothers, and I don't know who all, but he always had a good crowd up there in Sandy Ridge, North Carolina. I appreciate them hot dogs, and I still like them, because goodness gracious, they're good. Mm-hmm. And to an old buddy of mine that I worked with back in 1941 is here today, him and his wife, Tommy Scott. I was so glad to see him a while ago. I was going to get him to come out on the stage and do a number with me, but he fell out of his motor home and broke his foot. Yeah, so I told him I didn't want no cripple on the stage, that I was bad enough. Yeah, over there he is, Tommy Scott. One of the greats. He's the medicine man. And little Joni Rainwater is here that worked with the Foggy Mountain Boys a long time. I know, Josh, you remember him and his wife. And they're down from Stuart, Virginia. And as I said, the Sauceman Brothers, Jim Sauceman is here today and his wife that I worked with Carl and JP a long time. Of course, JP has been passed away a number of years, but there were some wonderful people to work with in the early years of bluegrass music. Of course, back then they didn't call it bluegrass music. They called it country music. Well, hillbilly, yeah. Josh, you're right. I don't care what they call it. I like it.
As long as Norman signs the checks, we don't care.
Yeah, as long as Norman signs the check, we like it better. He's a good one. He sure is. I tell you what, let's do, fellas. Let's do a gospel number here. You know, that's about the only thing I ever did change after the late Lester Flatt left us, why, I started doing more gospel numbers. I'll never forget what he said in the Baptist hospital. He said, Sackler said, I'd like for you to continue the name the Nashville Grace. I said, well, I don't know how it would work out, you know. But anyway, I shook hands with him and told him I would. He said, there's one thing I'd like for you to do, to leave it down to earth like we've had it all these years. And he said, one of these days, the public will accept you without him. And I thank God you did. Lester's been gone a little over 15 years. He died May the 11th in 79. Of course, the first 2 years, Josh, was rough. Yes, it was rough. But then after that, everything picked up and everything has went this well. But let's do this gospel number here. Some of you boys might want to get in on this one. One entitled, Lord, I'm a Coming Home. I wander away from God. Now I'm coming home. The path of sin too long I've trod. Lord, I'm coming home. Coming.
Come out and say just a word or two. Yeah.
Is them clocks still working?
Yeah, both of them. Kearney, this is an honor to see you be out here on this same stage with you fellas, Josh and Kenny, and I tell you, it's just all these other younger fellas here too. And I tell you, it's just good to be here. At my age, good to be anywhere. You've heard that before. If I make it, it's past April 13th, I hit 75, and I'm still feeling pretty good. Doctor told me, thank you. Doctor told me the other day that he said, I'm happy to tell you that you're in good shape for a man in your condition. I tell you, anybody here celebrate birthday today? Anybody? Anybody celebrate a birthday? Raise your hand or something. There's something I'd like to do, boys, if y'all... Federal be honored? Okay. I would like to give you a $50 bill. I'd like to, but I can't. I can't afford it. I ain't got it. Happy birthday. One thing I do want to tell you, I don't know whether you realize this. Today, you're 1 year older. This is something you can take home with. This is deep stuff. Now, y'all listen, you'll see. You're 1 year older today. Number two, the second thing, you're the oldest now you have ever been in your life. And there's one more thing you can take with you. You'll never be this young again. Woo! Oh, I want to thank y'all in advance for the good applause you're going to give all of us when we get through. And if you like our show, we'd appreciate it if you'd tell everybody you can about it. We would appreciate that. And if you don't like it, please don't say nothing to nobody. We'd appreciate that, too. I notice we have... How many seniors are here today? And where I can see, I know we have a lot of senior citizens. I'm a senior, and okay. Here's something that y'all will appreciate. You know this, I don't know if you know it or not, there was a publication come out not long ago about senior citizens, senior saints, senior citizens, and it said seniors carry more AIDS than anybody. That's right. Roll AIDS, hearing AIDS, medical AIDS. Right, Curly? Right. Okay. If I got time to tell them something else.
We're running pretty short.
Running pretty short? Okay. I'll say this till tonight then. I thank y'all for the opportunity of being here. I thank everybody with partner. Good to see you, buddy. Take care. Thank you very much.
Nice hand for little Jody. Jody's like myself. I think we both beat fertilize here. I'm going to get Terry Eldridge to come around, and we're going to do a number here that I wrote a long time ago and recorded it several times. And speaking of recording, I had some neighbors a while ago ask me if I was going to do another album. I'm doing one more project, and I'm doing it with Legends of Bluegrass, Curly Seckler, and Friends. And, of course, I've done had Jimmy Martin in on a number. I've had Mike Wiseman in on one. Had Ralph Stanley in on some. Of course, I've got the Osmond Brothers to go, and Jim and Jesse, and quite a few others. This album will be out in about a year, I'd say, when we get done with it. But I'd just like to tell you that we are working on that one. And this number here is going to be in it, along with Dahl Lawson is going to be on the tenor part of it, I think. One entitled them. Tell them what it is.
It's an old book of mine, Curly.
I just wanted to hear you speak.
I am reading today in my book of the past, found its pages so yellow and low. Each page I turn seems to make my heart yearn for the love I know is on to share with you. I go back to the time how happy the sweet long ago. Each page I turn seems to make my heart yearn for the love I no longer share with you.
All right. Thank you so much. First, I'd like to tell you that tomorrow night, I'm going to be over in Maggie Valley at the Opry House over there with Raymond Fairchild. This is going to be quite a treat with me to work with Raymond. I never have, and I'm going to be over there tomorrow night. Now, that show's at 8 p.m. over there tomorrow night. We'd like to invite you neighbors to come over. There ain't no telling what me and Raymond might do. Just come on over and be with us. We'd appreciate it so much. Josh, you reckon we might could do just a little bit of a Martha White theme song?
We might could do that, yeah.
You reckon we could cut just a little bit of that for the neighbor?
I'm afraid he said we
couldn't do the Martha White. But anyway, neighbors, I'd like to say this. If you've never tried Martha White, the next time you see it over in your neck of the woods, in your grocery, you pick it up and take it to the house, because it's exactly what the late and the great Grant Turner used to talk about. Goodness gracious, it's good. Had some neighbors not too long ago wondered if I still worked for Martha White. I said, no, I had to quit. I wish you'd look what it did to my figure. Just a kidding. There ain't no way, because that good Martha White biscuit is mighty hard to beat. Well, we've only got time for one more number, boys.
You ought to been uptown, just see that train come down. You could hear a little whistle blow 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. You could hear that whistle blow 100 miles. Come on. Banjo right there, Perkins. Let me hear you. Back up in Tellico Plains, way back up there in the mountains, next to the North Carolina line. And he played the old drop thumb banjo. His name was Jim. And he taught me some licks in there, and I'm going to try to pass them on to you. I was about 8 years old, I guess, when Uncle Jim taught me. And I'm going to do it.
Say just a word or two more, if I may. I'd like to say that Bob Rogers and his wife is here, and Bob worked with the Nashville Grass for 9 years, and of course he'd always looked after my albums and tapes and things, I'd like to tell you that Bob will be in this little building over here with some of my album tapes and some pictures, I think, in case some of you neighbors would be interested. We'll be back about 9:30 tonight. You've been wonderful. God bless.
So much. We're going to move it right along now. We've got a lot more show to do, and we've run just a little bit over, but we're going to get Mike Richardson to do a little thing. Little Girl in Tennessee. So much. I know those boys appreciate that. I've got to do a couple of dedications here before it gets any farther along, but this gentleman came up and handed me this little note that says, please play the Maiden's Prayer for Anna. That's his wife, everywhere you're sitting. And also an old buddy of mine, asked me to do this for his wife. And I think she's having a birthday tomorrow. We couldn't get the song that you wanted to do, but Joanne and Hubert, in memory of Guy Kelly, we'd like to do a tune that I've been doing for many years, and it's called A Maiden's Prayer. Too much time out here. We run over a little bit, but I'm going to ask Kenny Baker to come up and play his choice of one fiddle tune that he might want to do for you. And you want to do that one?
Yeah.
He's going to do one of my favorites. We recorded this with the Masters, Kenny and myself and Jesse McReynolds and Eddie Adcock and a whole bunch of us. We had out two albums, and he did this right on the spur of the moment on the session. And they didn't know what to call it, so the producer called it Dance with McKinney. It goes like this.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to.
I thought it was.
I want to get everybody on here tonight. There's so many of us, and it's very seldom we all get together like this and pick. And we appreciate you boys, Terry and Larry and everybody. But Larry, would you play us a good banjo tune while you're resting?
While I'm resting?
Yeah. No, you ain't done nothing all day. You just lay around. Oh, all right. Somebody asked for that thing, didn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So much, we really appreciate that, and I haven't done that thing in 100 years. But like I said, it's very seldom all of us get together and pick like this. I've really thoroughly enjoyed it. Maybe we can do it again sometime down the road, maybe over here, I don't know. But anyway, Larry, I still want to hear you do that banjo tune by yourself. If you don't care. Lester and Earl recorded that thing way back there for me, and I didn't think too much of it, but several years later, Eric Weisberg come along and his album did this thing that sold a million, and I learned to like it pretty well.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to take up too much of the time out here. I think we got two more guys coming out, but I want you to give old Curly Sector a big hand and let him come back out here with us and do you a few tunes. He's one of my best friends, and been knowing him a long time, and Sick, you just tell him what you want to do and it'll be fine.
All righty, my good man. You know, Josh has worked with the Foggy Mountain Boys. I believe he came in 55. Is that right, Josh? And he's always did a terrific job. Long before he ever came to work with the Foggy Mountain Boys, he was working with Stoney and Wilma Lee Cooper. Some fine people. To me, Josh is one of the greater dobro players that we have in bluegrass music. And of course, the gentleman down there with the fiddle, to me, is one of the greater bluegrass fiddlers that we have left in bluegrass too. Mr. Kenny Baker. Well, there ain't nothing else to say, but let's do one number. One entitled Worries on My Mind. I got no one to call mine. I'm traveling down this road to the bone. I take you to be so unkind. I got worries on my mind. So much. We hope you enjoyed it. I'd like to tell you neighbors that I will be with Raymond Fairchild tomorrow night down in the Maggie Valley at the Opry House down there. That's tomorrow night at 8 p.m. something a little bit different. I've never worked with Raymond, and I'm looking forward to it. That's down there tomorrow night. I hope your neighbors can come by and be with us. I'd like to say thanks to all of you up here that came by and bought the albums and tapes and so forth and so on. But I'd like to say this. Now, just in case you bought one of my tapes and you get it home and it don't pan out like you think it ought to, I made a deal with Mac Wiseman. If you don't like it, take it back to him and he'll give you money back. Let's do a gospel number here, one entitled, He Took Your Place. Up home to the cross of Calvary was there my blessed Savior cried. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Oh, sinner friend, for thee he comes. Thank you so much. We hope you enjoyed that one. One entitled, He Took Your Place. Two more? I tell you what we're going to do right now. We got a fella backstage. He was out on our other program at work with the Foggy Mountain Boys. There's only a few of us left anymore with the Foggy Mountain Boys. A lot of them's done gone on. And, of course, we don't know how many days we've got left, Josh, but we're still here. This one here is Little Jody Rainwater. Nice hand for Jody. Jody, we only got time for just a little bit.
Thank you, and I'm sure glad y'all get to see me tonight. I am. Turn that around. I'm glad that I'm here so you can see me tonight. Yeah. I've been knowing this one right here. I got to tell you something on him. I don't know where he went to school, but I was talking to him back there this afternoon, and we had a good conversation, but you know what? He had the audacity to doubt my veracity, and then he even insinuated that I was prevaricated. He did. Oh, I'm going to tell y'all something about, I heard a story, it won't take just a minute, then I'm going to let them get back to singing here. Such beautiful country here in the mountains. There's a story about down our place, down at Crewe, Virginia, a Methodist preacher and some of his friends came up to tour and look up on Skyland Drive or Blue Ridge Parkway and see the beauty of God's handiwork up in the mountains there. And somehow the preacher got away from the other guys there, and he was looking around. He looked back up the hill, up a bank there, and he saw a big black bear. And he thought, well, I better ease on down. Then he started on down the mountain there and looked back up, and the bear was coming after him. He got to going a little faster, and the bear got to going a little faster. And he come to a place where he didn't have nowhere to go. We couldn't jump off there. Wasn't no place to go nowhere. He got out on his knees and prayed. Said, Lord, there's a bear after me. Lord, please give this bear religion. Lord, this bear needs religion. Please, Lord. He looked back around. The old bear was down on his knees saying, thank you, Lord, for the food I'm about to receive. Thank y'all. Good night. God bless you.
For Josh, Kenny Baker, and all the fellas that's helped us out here tonight, we'd like to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We appreciate you so much. We'll just say much obliged to you. Good night and God bless.
Let's hear it one more time for Curly Sackler, Larry Perkins, and Kenny Baker, and Uncle Josh Graves. And their supporting cast of musical greats, Terry Eldridge and Terry Smith, and also Mike Richardson. Been a pleasure to hear those gentlemen once again on stage. Boy, they have some nice recordings, too, and I kid you not.